السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والعصر، إن الإنسان لفي خسر، إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders, and our mothers and sisters listening at home over the receiver, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a life in this world, a zindagi. And in this life, in this short period of time, 20, 30, 40, 60, 70, 80 years, so in this short period of life that we have in this world, dunya ko bhi banana hai aur akhirat ko bhi banana hai. We have to make our dunya and make our akhirah. Make our dunya meaning whatever our necessities are to survive, to live. In other words, we need to be living in this world, so we require some food. We require nourishment. There are necessities of life. So to acquire those zaruriyat, as we say, to be able to survive in this world, which is the nizam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is the plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the arrangement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that one requires to eat and nourish his body to survive. So the necessities of this world, to acquire the necessities of this world, one has to do it in this period of life that he has been given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And together with that, more importantly, he has to build his akhirat, which is going to be perpetual, everlasting. It is not going to be that this life that Allah has given us in this world, we utilize all the years in this world to make up our dunya, to be engrossed in building our world and seeing to the comforts of our life in this world. And after this life, be it 70 years, 80 years, whatever it may be, after that now we will be given a chance to prepare for the akhirat. No, this is not what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made. So to recap again, Allah has given us a life in this world. The number of ages and the number of years differs from person to person. So in this world, in this dunya, the life that Allah has given us, whilst acquiring the necessities of life to survive in this world, one has to build his akhirah. And for this, we see the importance of time. Wal asr, Allah has taken a qasam in time. And as we have mentioned so many times previously, that Allah does not require to take an oath on anything. He is the creator of time. Despite that, when Allah has taken an oath on a certain thing, this shows the importance of that particular thing. The Salafi Saliheen, the pious predecessors, the Akabir, we find their lives, how they spent their time, how they valued every minute, every moment, every second. Hazrat Mufti Shafi' Sahib Rahmatullahi Alayh, who was the Grand Mufti of Pakistan, who was a Khalifa of Hazrat Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thanwi Rahmatullahi Alayh, Mujaddidul Millah, he used to value time in such a manner that despite all his dini activities, and spending his full time in seeing to the affairs of the ummah, as far as masail and fatawa are concerned, delivering discourses, sermons, lectures, having meetings with different types of people, seeing to the needs of the ummah, and he was so occupied, all his time spent for the sake of deen, that even when he would travel from one place to another place, whilst traveling in the rickshaw, those of us who went to India and Pakistan, we call it tuk-tuk also, rickshaw. It's a motorbike with a cage in the back and you're sitting in the back. And whilst the driver is driving, you're also applying brakes in the back. It's a good experience. If you haven't sat in those rickshaws, then you haven't seen those Pakistan and India. While sitting there, it is like you, sometimes you're holding onto the side and you are shouting at the person who's driving, "Bacho, bacho." It's impossible even for you to even be doing anything else. He would answer khutut, letters to people who had written to him on various aspects, even his murideen. Then that was the time he would even spend. He would not waste a second. He would advise his sons, Mufti Taqi Sahab, Mufti Rafi Sahab, Rahmat Barakatuhuma. He would advise them that between two important activities that you have, do kamo ke beech mein, between two works, push in a third activity also, so that you waste no time. Simply, if you understand, we have come to the masjid. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us more and more tawfiq. May Allah accept our coming here, sitting here, our ibadat. Whilst coming to the masjid, if any one of us engage in some tasbih at least, some dhikr, or durood upon Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or istighfar, if minimum we read just 20 times, subhanallah, 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 5 times you came, that's 100 times you read for the day. We sat in the masjid, mashallah, we came early. If we just sat and did nothing, we will get reward. But how much more valuable the time is if you made tilawat of the Quran. We made some dhikr, we made dua, we made some nafil. So our mashayikh, our allis, our akabir, they would value time. There are so many incidents in their life, and this is not my topic today, but I would like to highlight the importance of valuing time. Oh, this is part of the topic today. Waqt ki ahmiyat. How important time is, and how fruitful our time should be. How we should make our time so fruitful, so productive. We find ourselves in our lives, there's no barakah in time. We could actually recall last year, sitting here, Laylatul Bara'ah. How fast, how rapidly this year went. Just now Ramadan, before we know it, already Eid and the next year already. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses the believers in Surah Al-Hadid. We have discussed this ayat in some Jumu'ah and other talks as well. And we heard it in today's Isha Salah. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, has the time not yet come for the believers? Allah is addressing the believers, the mu'mineen, those who have iman. Allah is not addressing the disbelievers here. The verses before this verse, Allah talks about the mu'mineen and the munafiqeen on the day of Qiyamah. The mu'mineen will have nur, munafiqeen will be seeking the nur of the believers to get some type of light in the darkness of Qiyamah. And immediately after that, Allah addresses the believers again. أَلَمْ يَأْنِي لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Has not the time come for the believers, those who have brought iman? They are being addressed here. For what? أَن تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ. That their hearts should submit. That their hearts should surrender to لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَمَا نَزَلَ مِنَ الْحَقِّ. To the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Quran that Allah has sent down, which is the truth. In other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is addressing you and I, the believers, that has not the time come now for you to stop disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. O believers, have I not provided for you air to breathe in, food and drink to nourish your bodies? Have I not given you a home? Have I not given you clothing? Have I not given you this, that, so many things? All the various bounties which you and I enjoying every moment of our lives. If I have given you all of this, then how long are you still going to disobey me? How long are you going to just live a life of vice? How long are you going to displease me? أَن تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ So there is a plea from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is putting this plea in front of us. We can either respond to this call of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala positively by submitting totally with our hearts to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's remembrance, to His commands, towards obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, following the Qur'an, following the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or we can ignore this plea of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. NP28336, please remove your car, NP28336. So we will respond to this ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this call of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this plea of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Bhai, kya waqt aaya hi nahi? Has the time not come now? An takhsha'a qulubuhum li dhikrillah, that your heart should submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wholeheartedly. Have those receptive hearts. Like how Fudail bin Iyad rahmatullahi alayhi submitted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's call when he heard this very same verse. He was a robber, a thief, notorious in his time. He was an evil person, a life of vice, harming people. When one day as he was scaling the wall, he overhears somebody reciting in that house this verse of the Quran. And for the few moments, he began to contemplate, ponder, reflect. How often that happens to us while sitting in a talk of deen, listening to a talk of iman, listening to some bayan, some lecture. Sometimes when you go on for hajj and umrah in Baytullah. So for a few moments, we begin to talk to our nafs and soul. Has not the time come? Let me change my life. Let me do something correct now. Let me become a pious person. Let me become righteous. Let me stop making gunas. But the difference is that Fudail bin Iyad rahmatullahi alayhi, as I mentioned, submitted totally, completely. So the moment this thought came into his mind, and now he became attracted towards the truth, he submitted totally. This is what we require. Not a half submission. Not any thought of, okay, when Laylatul Bara'a night will come, or Laylatul Bara'a will come, or Laylatul Qadr will come, or when I'm going to go for Umrah, or when I go for Hajj, inshallah, then everything will be over, now I'll become a Buzurg. Immediately, he responded completely, positively. And it became a turning point in his life, in a matter of a second. In a matter of a second, he made such a sincere tawbah to Allah. He discarded all his evil way of life and habits and practices. Sincere tawbah. He didn't even have to raise his hands and go and seek any person's guidance and mashwara now. His bond was with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He realized the purports of this verse. He understood the call of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And immediately he submitted, he became then the wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the close friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Fudail bin Iyad rahmatullahi alayhi reached that level of ibadah that Abdullah bin Mubarak rahmatullahi alayhi in his poetry addresses him as Ya Abid al-Haramain. One who is worshipping, making such ibadah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Haramain Sharifain, in Makkah, in Medina. He was known for his ibadah. Malik bin Dinar rahmatullahi alayhi, another great saint, sage, wali of Allah. My brothers, on a Monday we have an Islahi majlis. Many brothers do attend, many people listen. I've never asked any person to come and sit in my program, believe me. I've always encouraged people to listen to other mashayikh. But we do have some program, and this is for my Islah, for all of us. And those brothers who attend these programs will bear testimony to the fact that what do we speak about in this? Again, Islah of the heart, tazkiyah, connecting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, making tawbah, istighfar, how we can become the friends of Allah, how we can become loyal servants to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how we can follow the sunnah of Rasulullah, how we can change our life for the better. How long are we going to live that life of passion, egos, anger, pride, jealousy, filth, gunas, sins? We have these opportunities, but we don't make use of these opportunities. We wait for certain big nights, certain occasions. We do not know whether we see those occasions or not. What if maut comes before that? When Allah has given us these chances, whoever you would like to go and sit in His talk, but the time has come when we have to be making a very concerted effort, a genuine, sincere effort. Let's not fool ourselves. It's too long that now we are procrastinating, we were just delaying and delaying and delaying and delaying, and believe me, the challenges out there are becoming more and more heavier. So the more weaker we're going to become, as far as our iman is concerned, our taqwa is concerned, our spiritual self and development is concerned, with the fitna outside there, the task becomes even more daunting, it becomes even more challenging, it becomes more difficult. We see every single day cases, and we hear and genuine stories where you cannot even understand how, what. Young and old. We're not going to go into that whole aspect of the types of challenges that we are faced with. It is terrible. But again, we have that opportunity. Imagine on the day of Qiyamah, well, Allah will ask us, why did we not make an effort of making tazkiyah of ourselves, of making some effort, some type of change, positive change in our lives? Can we then say there was no person to even help us and guide us? Why do we only wait for a special occasion? Why only on the 27th night of Ramadan? We have beguiled ourselves. Fudail bin Iyad rahmatullah did not wait for a certain occasion. When I make Hajj, I'll change my life. So Malik bin Dinar rahmatullah, 15th night of Shaaban, like how it is tonight. May Allah make our maghfirat. May Allah ta'ala forgive all of us. In the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah forgives so many people equivalent to the hay on the goats of the Banu Kalb tribe, which is a very huge tribe amongst the Arabs. So not according to the number of people of the Banu Kalb, but the goats, the hay on the goats of the Banu Kalb tribe. Allah loves to forgive. Allah loves us. There are so many ahadiths that from the time the sun sets, from the time of Maghrib, Allah already, هَلْ مِنْ مُسْتَغْفِرٍ أَغْفِرُ لَهُ. Is there any person seeking my forgiveness, I can forgive him tonight? Is there any person begging from me, I would give him whatever he wants? Allah is there to give us. So may Allah make our maghfirat. 15th night of Shaaban, Malik bin Dinar, before he changed his life, he was a drunkard. And that particular night, again, drunk, he falls off asleep and he sees a dream. Listen very carefully, it's a dream. And in the dream he sees the people are now raised from their qabr. It is Qiyamah. And he's seeing this horrifying dream.
The people are raising from the graves. And he himself now, he has woken up from his qabr. And now everybody is moving frantically. Everybody is parishan. And this scene of qiyamah is now in front of him. And he's running. And suddenly he hears a hissing sound behind him, to see a very huge cobra or a python right behind him, chasing him. So now he is fleeing for his life. And as he is running, he sees an old, handsome man with nice perfume. So he goes to this man, seeking his assistance. Please help me, please assist me. The man looks at him. The man feels sorry for him, the old man, and tells him, I cannot help you, I'm a weak person. I don't have the strength to assist you. So he runs. And as he is running, the snake is behind him. And he's moving up towards a hill. He's climbing this hill. But what is behind this hill? He sees the fire of Jahannam. Snake coming behind him. Fire of Jahannam in front of him. He is perspiring profusely. He is parishan. And suddenly somebody shouts, move away, move away. You do not belong here. So he changes his direction. But the snake is still following him and coming closer and closer to him. He sees this man, old man again. Please help me. He says, I cannot help you. I would love to help you. But I'm weak myself. Go over to that hill there. Perhaps you may find some amana of yours. Some trust of yours, which is preserved. Maybe that may be of some benefit to you. So he goes towards that hill. It's a beautiful place that he sees. Casements, and which are studded with rubies and different type of pearls and emeralds, absolutely beautiful. And suddenly there is a person who calls out that open your curtains, perhaps one of you may assist this person. And the snake is coming right behind him, and suddenly he sees young beautiful children. Beautiful children who had passed away in infancy. And he sees a young beautiful girl that was his daughter, who passed away in infancy, was so beloved to Malik bin Dinar. And he would place her on his lap. And one occasion as he was drinking, she hit his hand and threw the bottle on the floor. Now she sees her father and she expresses with great worry and concern, it is my own father. So with the cradle of nur, of light, she swings over to him and she comes onto his shoulders and she hugs her father, and with the other hand she motions to the snake to move away, and the snake moves away. And then she explains to her father. When this verse is then recited, أَلَمْ يَأْنِ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَن تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ, verse number 16 of Surah Hadith in 27 juz. It has the time not dawned for the believers to submit themselves, that their hearts should submit to the remembrance of Allah and the Quran. وَلَا يَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ مِنْ قَبْلِ, they should not be like the people of the book, the Jews and the Christians before, who were given their scriptures, their divine scriptures, the Anbiya came to them. فَطَالَ عَلَيْهِمُ الْأَمَدِ, then a long period of time came in which they then left the practices of the deen, of the religion. They moved away from their deen, from their pure deen. They subverted justice, truth, haqq. They moved towards batil. They lived a life of opulence, of filth, of zina, of vice and evil, disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَقَسَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ, their hearts became hard. Listen to these words. فَقَسَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ, their hearts became hard. Brothers, when a person's heart
becomes hard. Now, haqq does not penetrate his heart. He will listen to Quran, listen to Taraweeh, Bayan, but he is switched off. Spiritually, he is switched off. His heart has become dead. His heart has literally become, his spiritual heart has become dead. May Allah protect us. وَكَثِيرٌ مِّنْهُمْ فَاسِقُونَ Allah says, most of them are transgressors. And therefore, immediately after this, Allah says, اِعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ يُحْيِي الْأَرْضَ بَعْدَ مَوْتِهَا Know very well that it is Allah who gives life to a land which has become barren. Allah brings life to that and causes crops to grow. A land was barren. Then Allah sent down rain. And then the seeds that were planted in that land, suddenly they sprout and then they begin to grow and germinate. And then you see those flowers and you see that fruit and you see those vegetation. So Allah, exactly like how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us in the world, that He is the one who makes life come into that land which was struck with drought, or it was a barren land. And Allah brought water, and Allah sent down rain, abundant rain, and He brought life in it. He revived the dead land. Like that, Allah revives the heart of a believer. Allah revives the heart of a believer. When you become a true zakir, you make the zikr of Allah with your tongue, with your heart, with every limb of yours, you become an obedient and loyal slave unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you have submitted totally, oh my Allah, I am not going to procrastinate. I am not going to wait for another occasion. I am making sincere tawbah immediately, immediately. Oh Allah, you are the controller of hearts. Ya Allah, I want your muhabba. I love you, my Allah. Ya Allah, you shower your love upon me. Oh Allah, I am your abd, I am your servant. You are my mawla, you are my master. Ya Allah, change the direction of my life. I had enough of this filthy habits and practices. I do not want to go to any more zina. I do not want to see any of that haram. Ya Allah, it is pulling me towards evil. Nafs and shaitan is pulling me. But oh Allah, you are most powerful. Ya Allah, I have made this genuine and determined intention, and I'm not going to go back to the evil. Wallah, you draw me towards you. Wallah, you pull me towards you. Wallah, you pull me towards your muhabba. Guide me, my Allah. If we have this type of submission, that come what may, I am not going to lose courage. I am not going to displease my Allah. I'm only going to do things that is going to please my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our heart must say, oh my Allah, I have submitted. Whatever is your command, I am going to obey. This is real submission. أَن تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ So Malik bin Dinar rahmatullahi alayhi, then he wakes up. And in the dream he asks his daughter that, you understand this verse? She says, we understand it far better than you understand it. And the moment he woke up, he changed his life immediately. He became Malik bin Dinar rahmatullahi alayhi. Rahmatullahi alayh. You and I also can become the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All we need to take is those baby steps towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Small steps. But genuine, sincere. Move in the correct direction. Don't go in the opposite direction and take those baby steps and say, I'm moving towards Allah. And you just massage your nafs and egos and you feel content and I've done a lot of ibadah, I made my zikr, I'm okay. No person is safe, no person is safe. So tonight is a night of making ibadah. And we should go back home and make individual ibadah now. We had this program, Futa'alim, explaining to conscientize ourselves how important and significant this night is when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is forgiving so many people. Yes, there are a number of people mentioned in different ahadith. Various ahadith have been mentioned whom Allah does not pardon, whom Allah does not forgive. One of the people who have been mentioned in various of these ahadith is a mushahin, or person who has hiqd, who has malice in his heart. So whilst we are sitting at this very moment, I just urge all of us, inshallah, just for a second, just close your eyes for a second and just ponder, I have malice and hatred for this person and for that person.
Ya Allah, I'm taking out that malice from my heart for that person completely. Ya Allah, I'm making my heart pure now. Ya Allah, he angered me, he made me angry, or he did not give me my right, whatever it may be. I became upset with him, I've got that malice for him. Ya Allah, I am now taking that malice out of my heart. Once we have done this, inshallah, inshallah, then we are not amongst those people who are regarded as mushahin or ahlul hikt in this hadith. Because now we have pardoned that person, we have removed that anger and that filth, we have that malice. Brothers, there is so much of disunity in the Muslim Ummah today. Amongst ourselves also. When we have no unity in our own families, brothers and sisters, it is just going on and on and on and on. Then suddenly when mayyat takes place, those same people who never come to that person's house, his brother's house or his uncle's house or nephew's house or cousin's house for life, he never even used to see him. Now suddenly he has to come and present himself in that mayyat's house. You know how hard it becomes. Why wait for the man to pass away? Forgive one another. The moment we have this malice in our heart, check ourselves again. We are human beings. We'll have anger. We will have these things. Nobody comes in all the time. His heart is so crystal clear and pure. Ulama also require all the time, students of deen, all the time checking ourselves and say, no, he is better than me. Okay, he's doing this, he's hurting me. People want position today. It's name and fame, hubbi jah, my kursi, my chair, I must be the director, I must be the amir, I must be the imam, I must be the grand mufti, I must be this. Organizations also. Each one is competing, not for the sake of Allah and pleasing Allah, but to gain more prominence. Allah forgive us, I'm not taking any organization in particular, anything, I myself. Institution, madrasas, schools, companies. Do you know what a beautiful name we have out in public? We can hear fanciful bayans. One of my brothers always tell me, Mohan, take it a bit easy with us. Shouting us too much. Wallahi, I'm saying it out of muhabbat. It is exactly 8 years since our Hazrat Murana Rahmatullah has left this world. 8 years. Are we going to wait for another 8 years still to change our lives? Don't wait for any person. This is called tasweef in Arabic. Delaying, 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 procrastinating, waiting for this, waiting for that. May Allah keep us united. May Allah keep our hearts clean. There is too much of jealousy. There is so much of jealousy, so much of... One of the discourses in the Monday Majlis, I dedicate only on hasad. If you have the time, listen to it, inshallah. On hasad. How terrible this disease is. What it is doing to us. And when hasad takes place, then a person, when he wants to be, when he's jealous of another person, he'll do anything to destroy him. That's when people go and do sihar, black magic and jadu on people. That's when a person will take the life of another person because of jealousy. And I mentioned in that time, story of Habil and Qabil. Whatever occupation is, if you're business people, be happy with the next person's prosperity. Abbas radiallahu anhuma used to be so happy when a Muslim judge gives a justice on haqq. Even though he will not even meet the judge in his life and his case will never be presented in front of that case, we will be good with the judges and lawyers. Maybe I need him one day. He would be so happy when rain would come to a drought-stricken land, even though his flock was not even there. Why? Musliman is enjoying. My Muslim brother, my Muslim sister is enjoying. They must be prosperous. He gets happy. If you read the life, and I have emphasized this in the Monday programs, if you read the lives of our elders of Dioband, ulama-i Dioband, I'm mentioning very clear. Of course, I love all the Salaf-i-Salihin. And there's so many different parts of the world. And there is that very heavy pressure put into the minds of our youngsters that don't listen to ulama of Dioban. They are Indo-Pak ulama. What do they know? They are outdated. They are backwards. They don't know anything. When you haven't read their lives, how are you going to see what type of people they were? Read their biographies. Read their waqiyas. Mind-boggling. Ya Allah. These were our elders. Look at the ittiba they had of Rasulullah SAW, how they loved Rasulullah SAW, and how they emulated every single sunnah of his. We feel they were not good in Arabic. Look at their works. Hazrat Sheikh Zakaria Rahmatullah Ali, just to mention, he wrote the sharah, the commentary of Mu'atta of Imam Malik Rahmatullah Ali. A Maliki alim, a very senior Maliki alim, when he read this commentary, not one book, one volumes. Awjazul Masalik. Volumes. This Maliki alim says that if I did not see the name Zakaria, Muhammad Zakaria Kandalwi, Hindi, I would have believed this is an Arab scholar who has written this kitab. We don't know. But we just judgmental. And with the social media, any person writes anything. Believe me, some of the wazifas, not even Lal Kitab has it. Our mothers and sisters, really, I'm telling you, some of the things and practices and things that mention, and some duas and wazifas and anecdotes, and ya Allah, from where they're getting this thing. And he just goes on, forward, as received, and ya Allah. Pure Quran and Hadith and Sunnah come to the people of knowledge. Seek ilm. Do not delay. Time is against us. As I mentioned again, challenges are becoming heavier. Don't be beguiled by people of batil, of people who don't want to see us prosperous in our deen. They do not want to see you becoming a wali of Allah. So they will create this in your mind. These are Indo-Pak ulama. I can show you 1,000 more things, but then you realize who those people were. Every single thing. Look at their lives. How many of them come to our shores? I spent a few days now. Hazrat Mufti Ahmad Khan Puri Sahib Damat Barakatuh. He came on Wednesday evening. I have seen with my own eyes how he spent his 2-3 days here. These people, they did not come here for our dunya, believe me. They eat so little. They sleep so little. I myself, I became so exhausted in the end. I actually began to wonder, how is this man carrying on normal? This is called ruhani taqat. Spiritual strength comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At 3:30 and 4:15, after tahajjud, they would make zikr. That is 1 hour, more than an hour, before fajr even. Before fajr, everything is over. Zikr and tahajjud. And dua, and a long dua also. And after fajr, this till ishraq, surah yasin. And during the day, there were so many other people who would come and visit, and then there were programs. Hardly any time to even rest. Besides having taken such a long journey, and before Hazrat Mufti Sahib came here, he had to visit so many other madaris because they are having Khatam Bukhari in different other madrasas in India. So he came here, and yesterday morning at 6 o'clock again we left for Johannesburg. Darum Zakaria was a jalsa. After that, there were other people who had come to meet, and then it was time to leave again. Went to the airport with a smile, not a single moan or groan. My body was already paining, tired, not a groan, smiling. They left just after, they must have only reached late afternoon today. And I think it's tomorrow or the next day, there's the Shura of Dioban. They will be meeting and he has to attend there, and after that so many other programs. That is why Mawlana Sulaiman Choksi Damat Barakatuh mentioned, the friends of Allah, their night and day becomes the same. Their night and day becomes the same. For us, I have to go and sleep now. I have to go and eat now. Our pleasures and all our rahat and comfort, that is priority for us. For them, no.
In the free time, opening his Quran, he's reading Quran Sharif. Finishing his ma'mulat. Their ma'mulat, not like ours, quickly, astaghfirullah, 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 astaghfirullah. They make lengthy azkar, lengthy du'as. Brothers, we can also become the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are weak. We might not be able to make so much of wazifas and istighfar and durood. We are weak. But at least refrain from sin. And make it a firm pledge. Firm pledge. Allah gives us opportunities after opportunities. Shaykh Bara already, with my weakness, weak heart, weak eyes, everything, believe me, you can already sense Ramadan is already coming. Just before Maghrib. Every day it happens like this. I'm sure you will feel the same. Suddenly the atmosphere is changing. And mashallah, what a beautiful crowd. Imagine every day we have masjid full like this. And we're talking about Allah and Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Not just talking, but talking with a firm intention of changing our life. As Mawlana Sulaiman Choksi mentioned, that we have aajkal, to listen to waqiyas and qissas and kahani, mashallah, of this person and that person. We all like to hear stories, and we record it also. We put a tape recorder and we have archives. This mufti and that marana and that bayan and that program, everything is there. But it's not in our lives. It's not in our lives. It's there, we've got to record it. When are we going to hear it again? Allah knows best. It's meant, you are recording so that you can listen to it again and again and make the change in your life. We look for fanciful bayans and different type of presentation. Mawlana, you got to move with the times. You know, worry about the youth. My respected brothers and elders, Allah knows about the change of times. Allah always knew about how times will change. Allah sent down the Quran. There is noor in the Quran. There is noor in the Sunnah of Rasulullah. You adopt and adapt that way of life, and it will grant you success in dunya, qabr, and akhirah. Don't look for new, fanciful things. It will only take you somewhere else. This person may look like a simple person. Or that Ali may look like a simple person. Yes, he has many flaws, he has errors, he has mistakes in his life. Nobody is perfect. Change our glasses, change our thinking. This has to change, our mindset. The mindset has to change. And inshallah, you will see, if together with love and muhabba, if we are sincere, then inshallah, we will see success, we will see barakat with our own eyes. And the greatest thing, that enjoyment you see, when your son wakes up for tahajjud salah at night, he's a youngster, he just became baligh, or he's in school, he's in university, and instead of waking up at night and you see him popping those drugs in his mouth, you see him, he has laid the musalla and he's tearing and he's crying. When you see your young son obeying you and showing you good akhlaq, it will bring you joy. But if that son of yours, upon whom you're spending your life and all your money for his education and everything, when he bangs the door on your face, when he chases you away, when he ignores you, when he's moving with his friends, he abuses you. One of the people who's not forgiven on this Laylatul Bara is a person who's disobedient to his parents. My beloved youngster, before your father passes away, before your mother passes away, when it is too late, go to them. Jannat lies beneath the feet of your mother. Your father is the middle door of your Jannah. Respect your parents. Respect your parents. Show them that love and muhabba. Whatever weaknesses are, a person is taking drugs, is an alcoholic, sincere tawbah, Allah will forgive you. Inshallah, we take the steps towards Allah, Allah will forgive us. We will just read that one dua, which is mentioned in the various narrations, mentioned by Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu anha about the night. I'm not going to go into the whole story, I've heard it many times, but the dua is, read it after me, Allahumma inni a'udhu bi'afwika min iqabik wa'udhu biridaka min sakhatik wa'udhu bika minka la uhsi thana'an alayka anta kama athnayta ala nafsik. What this dua means? Rasulullah made this dua Laylatul Bara night in sajda. He cried and he cried and he made this dua. But Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala, first she thought that he passed away, and then she listened, and this is the dua he made. Wallah, I seek your refuge. Bi'afwika, through your forgiveness, min iqabik, from your punishing, your punishment, your wrath. So Allah, I'm begging you for your forgiveness, don't punish me. That's what it means. And then it is strengthened again, emphasized, oh Allah, I seek your refuge in your happiness from your anger. Oh Allah, I seek your refuge in your pleasure from your displeasure. Allah, don't become naraz with me. Don't become displeased with me. Oh Allah, I seek your refuge. I'm seeking refuge in you, from you. And I always give this example, a child troubling the mother, irritating the mother, and the mother is tolerant and making bardash and tahammul, and after some time she can't take it, she gives him one smack. Where does the child run? Running behind the mother, holding the mother's dress, holding the mother's clothes. Mama, mama. The child has angered the mother, but is still going back to the mother. One person who was feeling spiritually low, and then he sees in the street, and he's looking for an answer, solution. What do I do now? Where do I go to? Where do I turn to? I've disobeyed Allah. I've displeased Allah. Kahan jayenge? Where do I go? So he sees this whole scene, and I've mentioned so many times, but he's so captivating. He sees this young boy, this young child, and the mother spanks the child and chases it out of the house, and she closes the door. And the child goes in the gully and is crying, ma, ma, ma. And again, slowly it comes back to the doorstep and knocking on the door. Ammi, ammi, ammi. And after some time, the mother opens the door. She picks up the child. She kisses the child, wipes up the tears of the child, hugs and embraces the child. He says, ah, now I have found my answer. Where will I go? I will go back to my Allah. Brother, you cannot go to any other person. We did wrong, go back to Allah. Make tawbah, make istighfar. Allah loves us to make tawbah, istighfar. And this dua, inshallah. Inshallah, recite Durood Sharif. Wa akhiru da'wana, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. This is very short, inshallah. One small tasbih of dhikrullah, inshallah. Of course, in tonight again, you must have read so many pamphlets and so many... There is no special ibadah. We are always looking for, again, special. The ibadah is stay away from gunas. Tonight, try and spend a little bit more time, those who have the capacity and the strength to stay awake for long, but not must say fajr, salah, jama'ah. Nah, that's no good. So you have the capacity to sleep for longer, mashallah, excellent. Those who are weak, go rest a little bit while, and then wake up. Or you feel you're not going to wake up, then make some ibadah as soon as you go home. Open, make wudu, open your musalla for a little while, 15 minutes, 20 minutes, half an hour, whatever you can. Toba, istighfar, cry, read some tilawat of the Quran, some dhikr, some dua. And then you can sleep. At least you have done something. Inshallah, you won't be deprived. Those who have more time, more capacity, more energy, then, and it's a holiday also, it's no work. So you can spend more time. But again, not at the expense of your fajr salah. That's most important. And of course, the fasting masala, please brothers, there's so much of information now. Simple, it is mustahab. If you do it, you get sawab. Ulama are unanimous that it is not regarded as a sunnah fast. Many people are misconceived. Now, if you go into the books of hadith and the academic studies and you find the different narrations and the strength of the narration, that's take us a very long time. I'm just giving you in a nutshell. It is not, you cannot regard it as a sunnah, but mustahab, you get sawab. So if any person does not keep the fast, don't look down upon him. Don't look down at him. Yes, if you keep it well and good, no problem. You'll get sawab for it. And again, the main thing is, whatever we can do, but stay away from gunas, and do not engage in khiba and hiqd and malice and all those. Make sincere tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, Durood Sharif, Allahumma sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 لا إله إلا الله
La ilaha illallah, 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah, 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allah jalla jalaluhu wa ta'ala sha'nuhu. Allah, 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 La ilaha illallah محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم اللهم لك الحمد كله لك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم إني أعوذ بعفوك من عقابك وأعوذ برضاك من سخطك وأعوذ بك منك لا أحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا حنان يا منان يا حنان يا منان يا بديع السماوات والأرض يا رؤوف يا رحمن يا مالك يا كريم يا مغني يا صمد يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك المصطفى خير الخلق كلهم جزا الله عنا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله يا الله هماري قناوك معا فرما هماري خطاوك معا فرما يا الله our lives يا الله filthy my Allah يا الله every moment we are disobeying you my Allah يا الله we have committed too many gunas now my Allah years and years of our life have been spent my Allah in your ma'asi in your ma'asiyat my Allah in disobeying you my Allah يا الله you have provided for us بشمار نعمت my Allah يا الله you have given us the air to breathe in food to eat and drink my Allah you have given us clothing you provided for us so much my Allah Ya Allah, we are eating your food, my Allah.
But we are disobeying you, my Allah. We are obeying and following Shaitan, my Allah. Shaitan who is your enemy, my Allah. Shaitan who is our enemy, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have become so foolish, my Allah. We have become beguiled, my Allah. We have become maghroor, my Allah. We have become deceived, my Allah. Nafs and Shaitan has overpowered us, my Allah. And we have allowed this to happen, my Allah. Ya Allah, the time has come for us now, my Allah. Ya Allah, that our hearts must submit, Ya Allah, to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, you have called and you have made this plea in the Quran, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are answering to you, my Allah, positively, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have submitted, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have surrendered, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are making true tawbah, my Allah. We are making Allah sincere tawbah, my Allah. We are making tawbah and nasuha, my Allah. We have abandoned the filthy habits and practices, my Allah. Ya Allah, ham nadim hai, ham sharminda hai, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are feeling the nadamat and pain in our heart, my Allah. Ya Allah, the life of vice and sin, my Allah. The life of zina and riba, my Allah. The life of casting lustful glances at haram, my Allah. The life of taking interest and eating haram, my Allah. Of consuming haram, my Allah. The life of riba and interest, my Allah. The life of doing things that are against your sharia, my Allah. Ya Allah, not following the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Discarding salah, my Allah. Ya Allah, not paying our zakat, my Allah. Ya Allah, eating the rights of the and properties of the orphans and yateen, my Allah. Of our fellow Muslim brothers and sisters, my Allah. Of our family members, my Allah. Of our relatives, my Allah. Of eating the haqq of others, my Allah. Of making zulm, my Allah. Ya Allah, we're making tawbah and nasuha, my Allah. Ya Allah, we promise to you, my Allah. We won't go back to those evil practices, my Allah. We promise to you, we will make amends, my Allah. We will give back those rights, my Allah. We'll ask our brothers and sisters for maaf, my Allah. Ya Allah, cleanse and purify our hearts, my Allah. Oh my Allah, we beg you tonight, my Allah. When your mercies, ya Allah, your floodgates of mercies have opened, my Allah. Ya Allah, millions of people will benefit from your mercies, my Allah. Do not deprive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have raised our hands now, my Allah. Every single person, brother and sister who has raised his hand now, my Allah. Young and old, my Allah. Who is listening to this dua, my Allah. Of this sinful servant, my Allah. Ya Allah, do not make us be in that category, oh Ya Allah, of those persons who will not be forgiven tonight, my Allah. Ya Allah, if this is a person taking drugs sitting amongst us, my Allah, give him tawfiq of making sincere tawbah, my Allah. Because of his sincerity, my Allah, forgive us also, my Allah. Ya Allah, any sister or mother who has done some wrong, my Allah, she's making tawbah now, my Allah. Ya Allah, any brother or any elderly person, Ya Allah, who has done wrong, my Allah. Ya Allah, he showed nadamat now, my Allah. Ya Allah, without Ya Allah, disgracing him or her, my Allah. Ya Allah, they have made sincere tawbah, my Allah. Ya Allah, sabki tawbah qabool farma. Accept our tawbah, my Allah. Ya Allah, do not deprive us tonight, my Allah. Ya Allah, from all the beautiful ahadith of fazail of Sha'ban, my Allah. The fadail of Barat, my Allah. Grant it to us, my Allah. Grant it to us, my Allah. Allah, give us tawfiq of doing good amal, my Allah. Amal is saliha, my Allah. Give us a strong iman, my Allah. Make us live with iman, a kamil, my Allah. Allah, give us the sweetness of iman, my Allah. Give us the sweetness of your ibadat, my Allah. The sweetness of your love, my Allah. Make us become two ashiks, my Allah. Make us be in a different realm, my Allah. Make us be your lovers, my Allah. Ya Allah, make our hearts be filled with your ishq and muhammad, my Allah. The ishq and muhammad of Rasul Pak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, we are making sincere tawbah tonight, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Of all of our sins we committed in the darkness of the night. Ya Allah, in broad daylight, in public, in privacy, knowingly, unknowingly, whatever we have done, my Allah. Give us taqwa, my Allah. Give us that muraqabah, my Allah. Give us that maqam of ihsan, my Allah. Give us tawfiq of doing amal saliha, my Allah. With sidq, my Allah. With ikhlas, my Allah. According to what Rasulullah has shown to us, my Allah. According to your sharia, my Allah. Protect us from bid'at, my Allah. Protect us from kufr and shirk and nifaq, my Allah. Protect us from hasad and jealousy, my Allah. Protect us from disunity, my Allah. Do not make us be hankering after the dunya, my Allah. And name and fame, my Allah. Do not make us do things for riyah and show, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from ostentation, my Allah. Otherwise, all our a'mal will become haba'an mansura. all our deeds, Ya Allah, will be null and void, my Allah. If we did anything for show and for name, my Allah. Ya Allah, whatever wa'az we gave, accepted, my Allah. Ya Allah, our dua accepted, my Allah. Our dhikr accepted, my Allah. This Laylatul Bara'a, my Allah. Make it be a means of a change in our life, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us become pious servants, my Allah. Grant us your wilayat, my Allah. Make us your wali, my Allah. Make us your awliya, my Allah. Awliya-i kamilin, siddiqeen, mein se bana dijiye, my Allah. Ya Allah, humari dilon ko musaffa, mujalla, muzakka bana. Ya Allah, give us that bond and attachment with you, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us that taluk with you, my Allah. Ma'iyat-i khasa with you, my Allah. Do not make us follow the footsteps of shaitan, my Allah. Don't make us become slaves of our egos and nafs, my Allah. Ya Allah, the month of Ramadan, make us see the month of Ramadan with sihat, my Allah. With good health, my Allah. With iman, my Allah. With taqwa, my Allah. With afiyat and salamati, my Allah. With ikhlas and maqbooliyat, my Allah. Make us be the best Ramadan in our lives, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us be able to keep our rozas correctly, my Allah. Do not make us do any of those things that will spoil our rozas, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant us true taqwa, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant us the true maqsad of roza and sawm, my Allah. Help us to engage in taraweeh salah, my Allah. Reading our full taraweeh, 20 rakats, my Allah. Ya Allah, help us, Ya Allah, to read our 5 times salat with jamaat, my Allah. For the men in the masjid, my Allah. Ya Allah, for the woman to read the salat individually at home, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us to zakirin and shakirin, my Allah. In the month of Ramadan, especially help us to engage in abundant tilawat, my Allah. Khatams upon khatams, my Allah. And you accept it, my Allah. Help us to make sincere tawbah and istighfar, my Allah. Ya Allah, make it be a change in our lives, my Allah. Ya Allah, those of us who have not grown beards, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us himmat now and tawfiq, Ya Allah, to grow our beards, my Allah, not only for these occasions, my Allah, not only for the month of Ramadan, that when the month of Ramadan ends, the beard is shaved again, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, give us tawfiq of doing good deeds, my Allah. Those of us who have indulged in haram, my Allah, give us tawfiq, Ya Allah, of refraining from haram. Those who are indulging in interest dealings, my Allah, taking interest, my Allah. Ya Allah, give them tawfiq, give us tawfiq, Ya Allah, of protecting ourselves from riba. Do not make us consume any haram, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant all of us afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your marifat, your qurb, yaqeen, your dhat. Give us the sweetness of iman, my Allah. Don't make us become lazy people. Don't make us procrastinate and wait and delay, my Allah. We do not know when mort will strike, my Allah. But before mort can strike, Ya Allah, make us be prepared for mort, my Allah. Make us be waiting for mort to come, Ya Allah, so that we can meet you, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't make us detest mort, my Allah. Because detesting mort will be, Ya Allah, detesting meeting with you, my Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, give us barakat in our businesses, my Allah. Give us barakat in our rozis, my Allah. So many people have got no means of income, my Allah. They've got no jobs, my Allah. Provide for them halal sustenance, my Allah. Halal jobs, my Allah. Don't make them muhtaj of any person, my Allah. Ya Allah, there are so many youngsters, my Allah. There are so many young sisters, my Allah, who are now ages catching up with them, my Allah. Ya Allah, they're living a life of taqwa, my Allah. A life of chastity, my Allah. They're not going towards zina. So many young boys, my Allah, of marriageable age, my Allah. And so many girls of marriageable age, my Allah. Give them suitable proposals, my Allah. And suitable marriage partners, my Allah. Make the nikahs be according to sunnah, my Allah. Ya Allah, our nikahs have become more and more extravagant, my Allah. Ya Allah, millions of rands are being wasted. When our Muslim brothers and sisters, Ya Allah, in this country, my Allah, in so many other parts of the world have got no water to drink, my Allah. They've got no food to eat, my Allah. Whilst we are partying and making and merrymaking, my Allah. Ya Allah, we claim that we love the Ummat, my Allah. We claim that we are believers, my Allah. We shout slogans of unity and peace and different things, my Allah. But my Allah, we have got nifaq in our hearts, in our lives, my Allah. Remove us from this hypocrisy, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't make us be judgmental of people, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us a pure and clean heart, my Allah. Ya Allah, you forgive the ummat of Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ummat barham farma. Ya Allah, ummat is being disunited into fragments, in pieces, Ya Allah. Tukre, tukre ho gaye, my Allah. Ya Allah, join our hearts, my Allah. Join the hearts of the ulama, the sulha, our musallis, our brothers, my Allah, our sisters, my Allah. Solely, Allah, for the sake of kalima, la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah,
Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ya Allah, give us halal, tayyib, rozi, my Allah. Give us plentiful, my Allah. Jo bimari, unko shifa ata furma. Ya Allah, there are so many people who are sick and ailing, my Allah. So many, my Allah, diagnosed with cancer, my Allah. We never heard before, like so many people getting cancer, my Allah. Ya Allah, so many people going for heart, ya Allah, for going for bypass, my Allah. They've got heart problems, my Allah. Ya Allah, so many young and old, different diseases, different sicknesses, my Allah. Oh, Ya my Allah, grant them complete shifa, my Allah. Give them sukoon, my Allah. Allah, so many people requested du'as, especially tonight, we must remember them, they're in ICU, high care, my Allah. People who we know, friends, so many we do not know even, my Allah. Young and old, my Allah. Ya Allah, give them tandarusti, my Allah. Give them sihat, give all of us sihat, my Allah. Protect us also from all those deadly diseases, my Allah, and all other sicknesses, my Allah. Ya Allah, ruhani, my Allah, spiritually we are dead and sick, my Allah. Help us to make tazkiya of our hearts, my Allah. Allahumma aati nufusana taqwaha wa zakkiha. Anta khairu man zakkaha, anta waliyuha wa mulaha. Ya Allah, ummat parraham furma. Our Muslim brothers and sisters in Palestine, my Allah. In Syria, in Jordan, my Allah. In refugee camps in Burma, Bangladesh, my Allah. In African countries, my Allah. Ya Allah, tu raham farma, karam farma. Allah, years have gone past, my Allah. Years and years, my Allah. So many, Allah, have gone to the hands of the enemy, my Allah. Ya Allah, just the other day we heard a brother mentioning, ya Allah, to us. A young girl, 7 years of age, she has been raped in those refugee camps. Ya Allah, if somebody just makes a scratch mark on our child or grandchild, how angry we become, my Allah. Ummah has become so weakened, my Allah, so weak, my Allah. We've got no voice, we've got no taqat, my Allah. We have become useless. Ghusa, unka ghusa, he said, but Rasulullah had mentioned in the hadith, he said, a time will come when this ummah will become like remains of flood, like debris. Dirt, scum, my Allah. We have become like that, my Allah. Ya Allah, help us to change our lives, my Allah. Ummat par raham farma, karam ka mamla farma. Change the condition of our Muslim brothers and sisters in different parts of the world, my Allah. They've got no food, they've got no water. Those who are assisting them, ya Allah, different organizations and people who are helping them, my Allah. Ya Allah, you grant them ikhlas and maqbooliyat, my Allah. Ya Allah, you help us also to assist them, my Allah. Kal qiyamat ki din, ya Allah, Rasulullah will ask us what you did for my ummat. Ya Allah, can we tell him I spent so many millions of rand on my daughter's nikah? Allah, what are we going to answer Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What are we going to answer you, my Allah? Ya Allah, Ramadan upon Ramadan will come. Ya Allah, we make false promises to you, my Allah. We go for Hajj and Umrah, we make false promises. Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Forgive us. Allah, abturaham farma. Nothing is impossible for you, my Allah. Nothing, absolutely nothing, my Allah. Your khazana is full, my Allah. Ya Allah, from that khazana, we are asking you tonight. We rise from this gathering, my Allah. Make us true mu'mineen, muttaqeen, my Allah. Shakirin, zakirin, till we pass away, my Allah. Ya Allah, if we slumber, we Allah, if we falter, my Allah, if we make a mistake, ya Allah, make us help us to make sincere tuba quickly again and come back onto sirat mustaqim. Ya Allah, make us be on sirat mustaqim. Give us hidayat. Don't make us go astray, my Allah. Don't make us go astray, my Allah. Do not snatch away iman from our hearts, my Allah. Do not snatch away iman from the hearts of our family members, of our children, my Allah. Ya Allah, if anybody has gone astray, my Allah, bring that person back onto sirat mustaqim, my Allah. Ya Allah, all those marhumin, give them jannatul firdaus, my Allah. Our family members have passed on, my Allah. Grant them the highest of stages in Jannah, my Allah. Make them afraid and protect them from azab of qabr, my Allah. O mashayikh, ya Allah, our apas, our ustads, our cousins, our nephews, nieces, our grandparents, great-grandparents, our musallis, ya Allah, O mashayikh. Ya Allah, forgive them, my Allah. Give them rafi darajat, my Allah. Ya Allah, give the family sabri jameel, my Allah. You alone know the condition of those yateem children without a father, my Allah. You alone know the condition of those widows without a husband, my Allah. Ya Allah, every day we see these incidents and cases, my Allah. Ya Allah, amongst us also, there are so many, ya Allah, so many women who will never ask for a cent, my Allah. They will work and they will work and they will work. They've got nothing, ya Allah. They can't even pay their rent, my Allah. But the neighbors all, ya Allah, fast asleep, they are not alive to the condition of their own neighbors, my Allah. Ya Allah, we do not know what is the condition of the ummah, Ya Allah. We don't have this jazbat of generosity anymore, my Allah. Give us hidayat, Ya Allah. Those who are doing good deeds, good ihsan upon the ummah in this different activities, Ya Allah. You give them more and more strength. I beg you, my Allah. You give them such barakat, my Allah. Don't make them suffer poverty any time in their lives or in their progeny. Give them barakat, my Allah. Make them ulama, sulaha, atbi, abrar, my Allah. Give them the best of dunya, best of akhirat. Help us to do good deeds, Ya Allah. Help us to do good deeds, Ya Allah. You show us the way, my Allah. Ya Allah, our brothers and sisters have raised their hands. They have said patiently, my Allah. Ya Allah, I had no intention of giving a lengthy bayan, my Allah. It is their thirst, my Allah. Whatever has been said, granted me ikhlas and makbuliyat, my Allah. Ya Allah, make it be a sadaqah jariya for Hazrat Maulana Rahmatullahi Alayhi. And O Mashaykh Haqqa, my Allah. Ya Allah, answer all the duas. O mothers and sisters listening at home, they have raised their hands, my Allah. Ya Allah, you know each person's hajat and need, my Allah. Ya Qadi al-Hajat, Ya Dafi al-Baliyat, Ya Hal al-Mushkilat. اللهم كاشف الغم فرج الهم مجيب دعوة المضطرين إذا دعوك رحمن الدنيا والآخر ورحيمهما فارحمنا في حاجاتنا كلها بقضائها ونجاحها رحمة تغنينا بها رحمة من سواك remove our difficulties, our worries, our sorrows, our griefs. Ya Allah, somebody's got a tax problem, my Allah. Ya Allah, you relieve him from that problem. Somebody's got a court case, Ya Allah, relieve him from that problem, my Allah. Somebody, Ya Allah, is in prison, my Allah. Ya Allah, release him from the prison, my Allah. Somebody is got some, Ya Allah, dire state, Ya Allah. He's got depression, my Allah. He's taking tablets, Ya Allah. He's not coming right, my Allah. Ya Allah, some person has got some waswasa, Ya Allah. He's being finished with his waswasa that he has, my Allah. Remove us from all the different type of problems, my Allah. And mashakil and masaib, my Allah. Give us sukoon, itminan of the heart, Ya Allah. Give us sakina, my Allah. Protect us from the sharr of the shirreen, fitna of the fitin, hasr of the hasirin, zulm of the zalimin, my Allah. Give us a good mot in Madina Sharif, my Allah. Badil in Jannatul Baqi, my Allah. Grant us the shafaat of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Who the kuthur water from his mubarak hands, my Allah. Ya Allah, the day of Qiyamah, Ya Allah. It did not happen when we come, we will be so thirsty. We run into Azhu the kuthur. And suddenly Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam chases away. And he tells us, suhqan, suhqan. The angels drive us away, my Allah, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant us this Hawdi Kothur water from his Mubarak hands, my Allah. Make us enter Jannah without any hisab kitab. Protect all of us from the azab of Qabr, azab of Jahannam, from every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of the Dajjal. Ya Allah, make our children, my Allah, the coolness of our eyes, our grandchildren, the coolness of our eyes, my Allah. Make them excellent huffaz, ulama, sulaha, atqiya, abrar, muqarrabin, maqbulin. Ya Allah, help us for the month of Ramadan. Ya Allah, programs will take place in this masjid and other masajid. Granted ikhlas, maqbuliyat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make people benefit, my Allah. Ya Allah, help us to sit for itikaf, sunat itikaf, Ya Allah, properly with the correct intention, with the correct way, my Allah. Ya Allah, help us for tarawih, my Allah. Ya Allah, those who give for umrah, accept the umrah, my Allah. Ya Allah, those who have made intention for hajj, my Allah, make the hajj be easy and maqbool. Those upon whom hajj is fard, my Allah, make the sabil and create the means for them to make hajj, my Allah. Ya Allah, all those who requested duas, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the elderly people who phone today, my Allah. Elderly, pious people, my Allah. Ya Allah, they are so concerned about their mawt and their akhirat more than us, my Allah. Yet they live, their lives is full of taqwa, my Allah. Ya Allah, help us open our eyes now, Ya Allah, to see the reality of mawt and akhirat. Ya Allah, and accept all the duas of all those who requested dua. Hazirin, ghaibin, sabki dua, qabool, farma. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhuriyatina qurrata a'yun waj'alna lil muttaqina imama. Ya Allah, the ijtima'at are taking place, Ya Allah, in various parts of the world, Ya Allah, accept it, Ya Allah, make it be a means of hidayat, my Allah, make it a means of unity, my Allah, make it be a means of people going out in your path with ikhlas and maqbooliyat, my Allah. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين الحمد لله رب العالمين. Brothers, the big crowd. Again, when you leave the masjid, leave it with silence, inshallah, and do not obstruct any person who wishes to leave. Don't delay any person. Make individual ibadat at home now, inshallah.